وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم my dear brothers and sisters and welcome back to the series of programs for humanity from IRIB English Radio and this is Hamza Azizi talking with you about the international general instructions given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his holy book to the human beings in chapter Isra Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins with the most prioritized and the most significant instruction, which is Tawheed. لَا تَجْعَلْ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَٰهًا آخَرٌ Do not put any other God next to the only God. And we talked about that and explained in brief that what does that mean. Interestingly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after tens of instructions, when he finishes all these instructions, again he repeats, لا تجعل مع الله إلها آخر. The same sentence. Why? What do you think the reason is? The reason is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to say that all of these instructions that I've given to you are useless if it is not for Tawheed. So it begins with Tawheed and it ends with Tawheed. And if you do not ignore Tawheed, those guidelines, those values would be useless or even misleading. And the second guideline that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to us immediately after Tawheed, interestingly, is about the parents. It's very, very interesting. So we normally expect some other moral or mystical value or guideline, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَا تَجْعَلْ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرٌ Then, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُ إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا Immediately after worshipping God, immediately after worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He talks about having good act and behavior with the parents. So there are many good points here. Nowadays, unfortunately, in some Western societies, there's no difference between parents, neighbor, colleague, friend, wife, husband, or even a stranger. Yes, we have some friendship with the parents, but there's nothing special about parents in some Western societies. That's why very easily some people, they put their parents aside of their lives. Immediately at the time that there is a conflict, there is a very tiny problem with their parents, they put their parents aside and they say, okay, my parents are like my friends. As I can lose my friend, I also can lose my parents. I also can dismiss my parents. But in Quranic culture, this is exactly wrong. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is not only a religious instruction, this is something for humanity, something that is accepted by all religions, all schools, throughout the history of humanity. That's why in chapter Luqman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ We have advised the human being. Not that he says we have advised the believers, we have advised the Muslims, we have advised the Christians. No, we have advised the human being. It means that this is something that is connected to your humanity, not to your religion, not your sect, not to your lifestyle. No, this is exactly connected to your humanity. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. You have to behave well with them. So, stay with me after a short break. I will tell you a very interesting example.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, my dear audience, to the series of programs for humanity. We are talking from IRIB English Radio. I'm Hamza Azizi. We are talking with you about the international guidelines and instructions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given in His holy chapter, Isra, in His holy book. We have come to the second interesting guideline, which is about behaving parents. We said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that immediately after Tawheed, something that is necessary for all human beings, no matter from any religion, from any school of thought, from any lifestyle, from any thought, we have to behave good and well with our parents. This is something exactly connected to our humanity. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in His holy book that after Prophet Yahya was born, He is describing Prophet Yahya. He says that one of his characteristics was that وَبَرًّا بِوَالِدَيْهِ. He used to behave very, very well with his own parents. And also about Jesus, وَبَرًّا بِوَالِدَتِي. He was described by this characteristic that he was behaving very well to his mother. Therefore, even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that even if your parents are non-believer, you do not have this right to disbehave them. No, you have to behave in a very good manner. وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. Even if they are idol worshipper, do not insult them, do not misbehave them. وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا, with a good manner. Interact with them. So all the aspects of respect must be reserved and considered. Even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that do not say to them fie, oof, even a very single word that is insultive. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says وَخْفِضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ. Have you seen a bird? When a bird wants to feed the children, it comes and lower his wing, and all of them are placed under his wing or under her wing. Why? This is a kind of mercy. This is a kind of humility. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you must be like this with your parents. As they were like this, they have been like this when you were a kid. They have done everything for you. So even when they are died, you have to pray for them. A person has come to the Prophet or one of our imams and has said that I have a problem and difficulty in my life. And then the Prophet or imam said that you have to ask your parents to pray for you. And he said that they are dead. But he said that, okay, go to their grave even they are dead, go to their grave and ask them to pray for you. So this much of emphasis on the state and position of parents is very, very interesting. Thank you very much. Have a good time. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.
صلى الله على محمد صلى الله على النبي صلى الله على محمد وعلى آله